Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we are intentional about stopping to reflect upon Jesus' words. I pray that you would hear Jesus' words, that you would allow them to seep into your life, to help mold and shape you, to help you to see things through the eyes of Christ. May this be a time where his words continue to speak to us this day as we go forth to be his hands and feet in the world. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus, make us instruments of your peace, that where there is hatred, we may sow love, where there is injury, pardon, where there is despair, hope. Grant, O Divine Master, that we may seek to console, to understand, and to love in your name, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our gospel reading comes from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. Jesus said, "But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend to those whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back." The Gospel of the Lord. I wonder, did you hear the Gospel reading? I want you to stop and reflect upon Jesus' words. He says, "But I say to those who listen." Do we listen? Or do we ignore? Sometimes we're already set in our ways. But if we're serious about saying we're followers of Jesus, we should be those who listen. Listen to Jesus' words. Love your enemies. What? Hear it again. Love your enemies. He goes on. Do good to those who hate you. Did you hear that? Do good to those who hate you. And again, he keeps going. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other as well. And anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Say what? Jesus, what are you talking about? That's not the American way, right? In our culture recently, we've heard a lot about Christian nationalists, people who want to say this country is a Christian nation and shape everything in that vein. We can debate about whether this is a Christian nation or not. I have some strong opinions about that. I think we were a nation founded upon Christian principles, but we were not intended to be a Christian nation. But I challenge those who see this country as a Christian nation. Hear Jesus' words, and how does this shape maybe how we should think about things? Love your enemies. Because it feels like in our culture, we're taught to demonize the other. That anybody who doesn't believe like us is wrong, is evil, needs to be destroyed. We've heard a lot about retaliation, retribution. Hear Jesus' words. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. That doesn't sound like retribution. Too often we hear about the weaponization of our government and of all kinds of stuff. And it's interesting how it feels like, at least to me, when we go, oh, we're taking that out of things. We're taking it back. All we're really doing is weaponizing it, but weaponizing it in a different direction. Because it feels like the American way is us and them. And we get to define who us is. And it seems like we can just take an executive order and eliminate some people and the way they believe or think about themselves. Jesus challenges power. And he says, wait a minute. He goes, the sinners lend to sinners. Right? What good is it to you if you love those who love you? Sinners do that. That's easy. Jesus says the real challenge is to see people who aren't like us, to see people who disagree with our position. And be able to love them. Love your enemies. He says, but I say to those that listen. Do we listen? I think too often we've already made up our mind. And this is what we're going to do. This is what we believe. I think part of why we do these is to lift up the Word of God. And if we go, wait a minute, this country should be shaped by Christianity. If we believe that, how do we hear Jesus' words and allow them to come to us? That our real king is not a person in power, but the real king is God. If you read through the Old Testament, you see that the people wanted a king, but God said, you don't need a king because I am your king. God's the one who's got this. And part of it is too often we think we know what God wants. We think we know the ways of God. Sometimes I think that. But then I hear passages like this, and I go, wait a minute. I'm not sure about this. This is hard. This doesn't seem to be the way the world tells us we should be. Jesus says, love your enemies. Wait, no, shouldn't we destroy them? Do good to those who hate you. No, I retaliate back. Vengeance is mine, right? If somebody strikes you on the cheek, we guard ourselves so we can't be hit again. Jesus challenges us in ways that, in some ways, are beyond what we can think. His words are challenging to hear because it runs counter to what we think and what society tells us. How do we love those who aren't like us? When we think about all kinds of issues, immigration, LGBTQ stuff, all of these issues people have strong opinions about. Jesus doesn't say you can't have your opinions. But here's what you do. You love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. How do we care for others and see people as people? Because I think too often what we've done in our society, we've demonized others, we've made them other. And when we make them other, we don't have to treat them like people. Because they're just numbers. They don't belong here, send them back. I don't agree with their lifestyle. They're wrong. They're not worthy of existence. And you can't just take an executive order and change the way somebody thinks about themselves. Jesus, I think, is saying, wait a minute. We look at people and we see them as people who are created in the image of God. Because the reality is, I think part of it is, we hear often in our world this day, America first, America first. Well, if we take seriously the scriptures, if we say we're followers of Jesus, it's not America first, it's Christ first. And how do we allow our faith to shape us? Not that we have a preset agenda of what we need to do to take back the country. But how do we love other people? How do we see people, even those that we disagree with, as made in the image of God and love them for who they are? We don't have to agree with them, but we can love them. Jesus challenges us and says, this is a higher calling. He goes, sinners love those who love them. Sinners lend to other sinners, knowing that they're gonna, if you're gonna get your money back, it's easy to do that. What's challenging is to love those who aren't like us. I challenge you. To hear Jesus' words and to allow them to come into your life, to pray that the Spirit would be with you and say, what does this mean on how I think about all kinds of issues? Allow Jesus' words to shape and mold and inform us. Allow us to open our ears, to listen, and hear what Jesus says. Because I think too often, we either think we know what it says, or we tune it out. And like I've said before, it's almost like the teacher in Snoopy and Peanuts. Wah, 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 wah. No, listen. Hear the words of Jesus. They don't come from some, you know, DEI initiative or anything like that. These are the words of the one who we profess as Savior. And he says, listen and here. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Hear the words of Jesus and allow them to come into your life. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, at times you challenge us with your words. You call us to a higher standard, to be able to see all people as created in your image. You call us not just to love those who love us, but to love our enemies. May your Holy Spirit come upon us to mold us, to change us, to empower us to do your words and live them out in our daily life. Open our ears, Lord, that we may hear you and hear your words clearly. Help us to do your will and to walk in your ways. We pray all this in your holy name. Amen. And now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.